Tu espacio. Tu música. Tu voz. I'm Vocalo Radio, 91.1 FM, Chicago's Urban Alternative.
And we have Manuel, who's going to talk to us a little bit about the history of the Family Day, because it's the final one. So, Manuel, hola.
Hola, Rocío. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, MCA. And thank you so much. Gracias por estar aquí.
Manuel Venegas from MCA. So tell me a little bit about your role first. What do you do here at MCA?
Sure. So I have had the great pleasure to, you know, working here for the last 3 years. I'm the head of media and PR. Although right now I'm also managing also some sort of like external communications as well. So as part of my role is really, you know, really what it sounds like, right? So I'm managing branding, I'm managing press, partnership with press, with media, and also making sure that, you know, we also get involved with all communities. But, you know, a big part of my role and the role of the museum, part of the mission, the reason because we're all here today is really making sure the art and culture is accessible, available for all communities and not just for a few of them.
Great. So I want to know a little bit of the history of Family Day, because today is the final Family Day event. So tell me what exactly it is and how long ago did it start?
Sure. So, Family Day is one of our iconic programs. It's been going on for years. However, in the last few years, 2-3 years, is fully bilingual, and this is the reason, is part of the commitment of the museum, as I explained before, to be accessible to all communities. Obviously, you know, it's not a secret, Latinos or bilingual people are approximately 30% of the city of Chicago. So we want to welcome all families, whether, you know, that family looks like. And this program is really designed for families, kids, or individuals to have an opportunity to interact with local artists, with the community, as well as, you know, enjoy a Saturday in a museum. So Saturday, Family Days happens every year, the second Saturday of the month, between October to May. So this month is the last one, and, you know, it's a special celebration because for the last two years, we've been doing this in collaboration with the Mexican Consulate as part of the Mexican Week, which is a wonderful, wonderful celebration that Mexican Consulate celebrates to honor and celebrates Mexican American culture every year from one state of Mexico.
That's wonderful. And I also know there's a theme around it, around the Family Day.
This finale. Year, yeah. Yeah, it's playoff. So, you know, like everyone is listening to us in the galleries right now. We have a wonderful, wonderful exhibition that opened this last weekend called Paul Pfeiffer. So Paul Pfeiffer really examined, look at the sports from the icon's perspective and look at sports and art. And that's one of the reasons we really wanted to celebrate, not only in collaboration with the Mexican Consulate and obviously with Vocalo, that you guys are here and we are, you know, it's the first time we're doing this, but I hope,
I know
it's not the last one. But also, you know, we have wonderful activities outside in the patio, in the terrace that, of course, we welcome everyone to enjoy. So
tell us a little bit of those activities, some of the highlights that are happening right now as part of the Family Day. And we'll also switch to Spanish, since this is a bilingual edition of Family Day, El Día de la Familia. Vamos a hablar un poco en español también, celebrando a las familias que están aquí presentes, representando a la comunidad latina. But what are some of the highlights today? What's going on around MCA?
Of course, por supuesto. Y ahora voy a cambiar a español. La verdad es que es mi primera lengua. Y bueno. Pues mira, tenemos varias actividades, muchas de ellas importantes y muy trascendentes en torno al tema de los deportes. Vamos a tener ahora la terraza, está sucediendo ahora mismo, a Chicago Dance Crash. Muchos, si la gente se acerca a la terraza, va a poder ver que tenemos como una canasta, entonces los niños van a poder hacer actividades uniendo los temas de deporte y la danza.
Que es el hoop cycle, ¿no?
Exactamente. Cycle. Entonces, la danza también como una actividad relacionada con el arte, porque hay que tener una cosa en cuenta, el MCA es uno de los pocos museos en Estados Unidos que tiene un departamento de performance. Tenemos un teatro y, bueno, pues gran parte hoy parte integral del museo como institución académica. Pero también tenemos a los representantes del National Public Housing.
Shout out to them. Shout out to the Chicago Dance Crash, the National Public Housing Museum with a hoop cycle.
Yeah, they're in the second floor by the Commons, so everyone had opportunity to stop by them and say hi. It's a wonderful, wonderful museum, opened recently. So, you know, we are very, very happy to have the people from the National Public Museum at the NCA. Y sí, o sea, esta colaboración creo que es parte integral de lo que estamos hablando, ¿no? Y lo que intentamos hacer desde hace unos años en el MCA, que es cómo podemos generar colaboraciones integrales con diferentes organizaciones que no solamente sean parte del arte, sino también claro. que representen parte cultural desde diversas formas, como por ejemplo los medios de comunicación como Vocalo, el deporte como forma artística, el performance, pero también diversos otros museos para crear esta red integral. Para el final, oye, es una cosa que todos tenemos en común, que es todos vivimos en esta ciudad y hay que hacer de esta ciudad la mejor versión posible.
Además de que Chicago is known for sports, you know, it's a big, like, it has a big impact, I feel, in the world in terms of not only culture, music, arts, but also sports. So I think that's a big, big highlight of our city, no?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, the new Pope is a Sox fan, so... but no, I mean, it's
feel
like...
Feel free to take one.
So...
We have by the way, we have posters here on the third floor in the balcony. Yeah. Free posters, free stickers, pins.
Yeah, please stop by the third
stop
floor.
Stop by here, we're here. Hello.
Third floor, please stop by. Hi, Samantha.
Hello.
So, you know, one of the things is wonderful about the sports teams is they really celebrate Chicago as a whole city, right?
Yes.
Either if it's the Sox, the Bears, the Caps, you know, Chicago Fire, the Chicago Sky, all of them, they really contribute. Same as every single museum, same as every single media, same as every single institution. To really uplift the city. And, you know, we are so grateful to have the opportunity to work with all of them. That is wonderful. We also have, you know, talking about sports, we have a great, great artist, Esperanza Rosas, that...
Shout out to Ronzi, who's around. She has some activity going on.
Yeah, I mean, she's doing an amazing, amazing job. You know, like, she also collaborated in the past with the Bulls, with the White Sox.
Yes.
He's an amazing artist from Chicago, Latina. So, you know, we are also collaborating with her. So it's part of the commitment that we not only celebrate with us, but, you know, this wonderful collaboration with the Mexican Consulate House. Together, we are really supporting communities and making the art and culture.
And I also love that you're talking about, you know, that union intersection of culture, sports, and art, because sometimes we kind of overlook that sports is separated from art, but I feel it's like, you know, very united. And so sometimes we forget about that. And I think this is like a great space to actually have those conversations, you know, be part of those activities where sports, el deporte, el arte, la cultura están presentes, ¿no? Y son como parte de esa vitalidad de la ciudad.
No, indeed. Even the food, you know, like...
La gastronomía.
La gastronomía. So, por ejemplo, una de las cosas más interesantes cuando en el museo hace unos años empezamos un poco como a... No a repensar, no quiero decir repensar porque siempre ha estado parte de nuestra misión y parte de nuestros valores, pero cuando empezábamos a pensar, bueno, ¿cómo podemos llegar a las diferentes comunidades? ¿Cómo podemos crear conexiones y tender puentes con las diferentes comunidades, realidades sociales, realidades culturales, nos planteamos, bueno, es que en realidad, cuando tú hablas de arte, ¿qué es el arte? O sea, el arte, como decía antes, puede ser la pintura, puede ser la danza, puede ser la música, puede ser la gastronomía. Yo personalmente soy un gran foodie, me encanta comer. Pero...
¿A quién no le encanta la comida? Who doesn't like food? Right?
Exactly, but una de las cosas interesantes que intentamos es cómo podemos crear conexiones significativas y conexiones, sobre todo, duraderas, que a su vez estén conectadas con nuestra misión y valores. Y, por ejemplo, todas las organizaciones con las que colaboramos tienen esa misión dentro de quienes son, de apoyar a las comunidades, apoyar a las diferentes tradiciones, la cultura, el arte, pero también de alguna manera crear actividades y crear programas para que al final, porque tú me preguntabas acerca de Family Days, ¿no? O sea, los días de la familia al final todo trata de cómo podemos crear programas, cómo podemos crear actividades en donde las familias y los niños se sientan inspirados para venir y disfruten, porque al final, oye,
claro,
gran parte del rol de un museo, en mi opinión, tiene que ser cómo haces que todo el mundo que vive en una ciudad se sienta parte de lo que hace ese museo, ¿no?
Y que sea justo, ¿no? Que sea engaging, ¿no? To engage not only the community of adults, but also children, ¿no? To have like this access for them. Y ahora, let's get personal.
Okay.
We're here talking to Manuel from
okay.
MCA. We're here upstairs on the third floor. So if anybody wants to stop by, we have some posters, some giveaways. We're here with Bocalo Radio and at the Family Day event. And so, Manuel, I want to get personal. Manuel Venegas.
Yep.
So what's your favorite sport?
It has to be football, soccer. You know, okay. I was born and raised in Spain, in Madrid. All my family are really, really huge soccer, football fans. It has to be. I love basketball. I mean, I kind of growing up also watching some NBA, but because of the time difference, obviously, you know, soccer was more accessible to me.
Yeah, I was also growing up during the Michael Jordan era, you know, so I do have like a, you know, this closeness to basketball, even though I never played it, but I feel like that was just part of the Chicago culture back then when I was growing up here in Chicago. So everybody feels like, I don't know, I feel like there's a passion of us, like, you know, towards like basketball specifically. I'm also into football, you know, pero como que, no sé, por alguna razón el crecer en Chicago también a mí me da el sentido más como del basketball.
Yo creo que hay una cosa muy similar, creo que, o sea, hay muchas diferentes culturales entre nuestros países y Estados Unidos, ¿no? Pero creo que hay una que es también lo bonito de los deportes, ¿no? Que también sucede con el arte, que tiene la capacidad de unir a la gente, da igual de dónde venga, ¿no? Entonces, esa pasión que tiene que ser sana, pero esa pasión de apoyar a tu equipo, de vivirlo, de, o sea, no sé, yo te doy una anécdota, o sea, yo me acuerdo cuando estaba viendo la Copa del Mundo que ganó España. O sea, yo para nada me considero una persona, digamos, nacionalista, ¿no? Pero creo que todo el mundo en el fondo tiene como esa cosita, ¿no? Especialmente si te gusta el fútbol, de decir, oye, pues me gusta que mi equipo, que mi selección gane, aunque solo sea por la celebración, ¿no?
Yeah, I just feel sports or, you know, I think that's like the intersection where like it unites people. Right?
Yeah.
So there's that, like, it doesn't matter where you come from, when you're like playing or like just participating in the sports, it just creates that spirit of like community.
Exactly.
Of closeness. Like, it doesn't matter where you come from, it's just that, the act of being there, right?
Well, exactly, because, you know, I have so many friends that live in Chicago now, but they are from different parts of the world. And you know, I just feel like there's few moments that kind of unite us, because obviously we are friends, but in the sense of like we can share the same passion, and I feel like sports is one of them, right? It's just,
yes.
I remember, you know, with the Caps won the World Series. I mean, that was,
oh,
was crazy.
Oh my God, I remember that.
But there was the same feeling that you can see in the streets of, I don't know, like Latin America, Mexico, Peru, Spain, France, Italy, if their team won a title, if their national teams won a World Cup or like, you know, a world championship. I feel like it's one of those things that it really hits you deeper.
Exactly.
And it's part of like, I always say that about sports. Es una frase de Jorge Valdano, es un jugador argentino de los, creo que de los 80, que dice: el fútbol, pero podría ser relacionado con el deporte en general, es la cosa más importante de las cosas que no son importantes. Y estoy de acuerdo, o sea, siempre hay que poner, el deporte es algo muy importante, pero siempre hay que ponerlo en la balanza en su lugar.
Es muy apasionante el deporte. Pero bueno, estamos aquí desde MCA, del Museo de Arte Contemporáneo, teniendo una conversación con Manuel Venegas, de aquí del MCA. Y vamos a tener, we're going to have more people, you know, yes, sharing their experiences about not only sports, culture, art, but also, you know, what do they do in the world? Like, how are we shifting, you know, yeah, the world in different ways, and also supporting children and families. So we're going to be here for the throughout the day.
Yeah, and I also want to encourage everyone to go to Marisol. We have a wonderful, as part of the collaboration we are doing during the Mexican Week, we are doing a wonderful, wonderful collaboration. And we are having two platillos from Baja California, the burrito and clams. So, you know, everyone is encouraged to go there, try it. They're amazing. I did it last week. And it's, you know.
I want to try that burrito from Baja California. Actually, I'm from Baja California.
Oh.
Yeah, you didn't know this part.
Oh, I have roots. No, no.
I was born there.
This is life.
Yeah. I was born there, but I didn't really live there. I lived in the north in Mexico City, but I have roots from Baja California, so okay. I'm really attached to that, you know, part of Mexico.
Oh, man, now no pressure at all for us.
Exactly, so I need to try the burrito. But welcome, everyone, to Family Day. We're here as part of Bocalo Radio, and we're going to be having more conversations throughout the day. So welcome, bienvenides a todos. Aquí al MCA, al Museo de Arte Contemporáneo, y vamos a estar haciendo más conversaciones con la gente que está participando, con todos los las infancias. Hello there, welcome.
Hi. Hi.
Bueno, últimas palabras que quieras agregar. Any last words? Anything that you'd like to share?
No, I just want to thank everyone that is here, everyone that make this possible, that make today's possible. And you know, reiterate that this is a celebration for all communities, all families, and this is a day to enjoy.
Yeah, and feel free to, you know, to show your, like, child, you know, today is that day to remember that we're still children, even though we're adults.
Yeah.
I was just telling Ralph, who's helping here in sound, that, you know, sometimes we forget about that we're still, like, we still have that child, you know, in us.
Oh, no,
in each
definitely
of us. And I think sometimes it just takes a little bit of play or a little bit of, like, doing some other activities to actually realize, like, oh yeah, we're still children, even though we're grown-ups.
Yeah, but it's, I feel like, I mean, personally, just to, you know, close up, and then once again, I just want to thank you and thank Bocalo for being here, you know, on a Saturday supporting this, but I feel like, I mean, it's important. It was important for us, and it's important for us as a museum, as an institution, to celebrate and open the museum to families, and to bilingual families as well.
Correcto. Bueno, también bienvenidas a las familias que están aquí y al consulado mexicano que también ya por ahí tiene alguna actividad. We're gonna talk to them later. So yep, we have free posters, pins, anything that you'd like to grab here on the third floor, in the balcony area. It will continue.
And also, one thing, if any families want to talk to Bocalo, want to be interviewed, to share their experience, why we are here, why it's important, those activities, please feel free to come here at the third floor.
All right.
Thank you.
Gracias.